the Health and Wealth Radio Network. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. The folks at the Health and Wealth Show realize that these are trying times. We've got a lot of things closing, a lot of things being canceled, can't find any toilet paper anywhere. But the main thing is all these things are happening to keep everybody safe. It seems that you can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show, just a little after 6 on a Monday evening. And bless her heart, Miss Rosie is disinfecting the place for
us. I know it.
She said she came up this weekend and cleaned everything, and now she's
killing them viruses.
You get
bacteria, viruses.
I'm wearing a short-sleeve shirt, and she rubbed me down from the elbows to the hands, so I'm clean.
Yeah, it looked like they rubbed a little skin off.
That's okay. Well,
she got my fingernails, too. They look pretty good, too.
They do, though.
But we would like to welcome you to the... Thank you, Miss Rosie. We'd like to welcome you to the Health and Wealth Show. A little bit different tonight. More on a serious note than usual.
Yes.
Because of everything that's going on with the stock market. And we just happened to turn the TV on today. And as I say we, my lovely wife is home because she works for the state. And Governor Ivey has closed their office through the 1st.
Yeah.
So she's home. We saw the president. And they were talking about things you can do and things you should do. And groups of no more than 10 people. And I know that sounds a little harsh, but I mean, these are kind of weird times.
Yeah, these are very weird times.
And so, you know, it kind of takes odd measures sometimes to get through something like this.
Yeah. I'm not going to say this has never happened before, but it's happened.
It hadn't happened in
our
lifetime.
It's like 1929 didn't happen before, and it hadn't happened yet. But the pandemic hit with the Spanish flu in 1918. And this is sort of like something like that, except we haven't had the deaths yet, and hope we won't have them.
Yes.
Hope we won't have them. But one of the things that they did learn from the Spanish flu is that a lot of people who got together for some type of event in 1918, I forget what the event was, I saw the picture, but essentially there was like 200,000 people got together for an event.
A lot of folks.
And a bunch of them got sick and died.
Mm-hmm. And so, they say it was from the Spanish flu.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we have a lot better medicine today and ways to get it to people.
Oh, no doubt about
it. But the world is a much smaller place than it was in that time. And my dad says today, well, how could something from China get over here? I said, Daddy, people travel this world like you're going up the road now.
Yeah.
And that could be the way it happened.
Now, I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Having a medical background, a laboratory background,
yeah,
I worked in the clinical laboratory field for a long time. I was working 7 days on and 7 days off the last 13 years that I was in that field. We would run the laboratory. Me and our business partner would run the laboratory at night. We had auxiliary personnel. We would, and when I first got in the laboratory, I was the evening shift supervisor, and I was running it with about up to like 20 people. Essentially, I know lab tests. Now, I've been out of it for a while, but they still are essentially about the same. So I started doing a little research.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that was really concerning to me is that they were trying to pack off this unpreparedness on Trump.
Yes.
And
I remember, and probably you, a lot out there remember, the speech where the doctor got involved with trying to, you know, kind of like explain why they weren't prepared and why there were these difficulties. If I remember the word they used, it was sort of like legal or some kind of, you know, in other words, there's problems, there's kinks in the system. Essentially, we have the most highest quality control laboratory field in the world, which is a very good thing until you need fast action. When you need to go through a bunch of mumbo jumbo to get from point A to point B,
right,
you get a clogged up system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should Trump be blamed for the, and I'm just going to say it, the system that is a very liberal type system. In other words, it makes a lot of rules. People, you know, they got to do this to get to that, to get to this. And it's just like you got to go around the world to get to one place to the other when you could have just walked straight over across the street. Now, what's the consequences of walking across the street? Well, maybe you picked up a little dirt. Maybe you didn't do it right. Whatever. This is a bad explanation. But what I'm trying to explain is, I was just reading an article here just a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article in there that says the African nation, Nigeria,
mm-hmm,
will probably have a $1 test for the coronavirus sometime in July or August. This was an estimate. Now, think about this for a minute. Our average PCR test.
Now, PCR, you have to help me with these initials.
Well, it means that you take DNA of the virus, which is ribonucleic acid,
mm-hmm,
which is a RNA type of amino acids, and they take it and they stretch it out by multiplying it in a test tube or in a situation, and then they do what they call reverse transcription, meaning they turn it sort of back into DNA so they can measure it. In other words, our bodies use DNA and RNA. We have a RNA messenger, which is nothing but something that reads the DNA and then has a template and then makes more DNA, okay?
Right.
So essentially, this thing's kind of using that methodology. Does that not sound a lot like very complicated, what I'm talking about?
Not very.
Well, it is. So don't you know that if you want to charge $400 approximately for a PCR test to detect the virus, coronavirus, versus a dollar?
Right.
Now, the specificity and the accuracy, obviously, with the PCR test is probably mega, mega times better. But here's the point. How are you going to do drive-by testing? How are you going to do multiple testing for something that costs a lot of money and has lots of quality control to make sure that it's absolutely correct?
So somebody's swabbing your nostrils from outside your car is not exactly the best way to do this. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that they can do that okay. It's mm-hmm. just when you have to put this swab into a viral medium, in other words, so the virus will live, and then freeze it or whatever you do to get it to the laboratory. I was just reading the other day that the laboratories that we use here in Montgomery is like LabCorp and possibly Quest and some others. See, all your local hospitals do not. I don't know of a local hospital here that does PCR testing for the coronavirus.
Right.
I don't know of a hospital here that does PCR testing for any kind of virus.
Uh-huh.
They're all sent to specialty reference laboratories, okay? But have you ever gone to a doctor and they say, we think you have the flu.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the rapid, you hear the word rapid, R-A-P-I-D, rapid flu test on you.
Uh-huh.
Now, the rapid flu test is not absolutely 100% accurate. Neither is any other rapid test.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times the doctors say, well, I still think you have the flu, so I'm going to treat you anyway. Or I don't think you do. You know, just because it was negative positive, a lot of times they're still going to give whatever medication they're going to give or treatment for it. Why can't the same thing be done for the coronavirus? You know, why do we need PCR testing? So Trump kind of got trapped in this thing. Now, essentially, the way I understand it, and anyone can call in here, correct me, that knows more about this than me, because I, you know, I've been out of the laboratory for a long time.
272-9228.
I'm welcome to any of your advice. Doctors, laboratorians, call me, please. I don't mind. And we can talk about this. But essentially what I understood was that the CDC had a test that was kind of sort of like a rapid test. And it's sort of like when the HIV test first came out.
Right.
But see, they have a control. They have a positive and a negative control. Obviously, one of those controls, and if I had to guess, I would say it was probably the negative control was showing up as positive or some kind of crazy thing like that. Since I haven't been able to talk to anybody about it and just been able to read this on the internet, I'm making assumptions here. But essentially, it couldn't be used. So they sent it back, and they said, well, this is no good. Now, when you... Let's compare the CDC, which is a federal program, federal place,
right,
run by the feds, to the free enterprise system, which we will call companies like or laboratories like Jackson Hospital, Baptist Hospital, or maybe LabCorp. They're not connected to the government. They're regulated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
They had their own test. Mayo has their own test. They said, can we use our ideas, our tests? They hadn't rolled them out the door yet. But the government said, no, we want you to use our quality control. I'm paraphrasing things here. And we want you to do it just like this. And Trump gets blamed for all that. Look who was in control. Not Trump. He's not a physician. He's not a laboratorian.
Uh-huh.
He has to rely upon them, right?
Yes.
And he's not bad-mouthing them. I didn't hear him say one bad word about them.
Mm-hmm.
Not one bad word. But I read between the lines, and I saw where the failure was. I think I know where it was. Our system was too in tune to being exact. In other words, quality control, you've got to have all this. We got too many rules and regulations. You hear what I'm saying right there?
Uh-huh.
Regulatory people, you're causing problems, just like he caused problems with my other business that's called investment business, when you tried to snatch away all the stuff that people could buy, like annuities and things like that, so you could have your other stuff and force it down people's throats. Now they're trying to force this down people's, medically inclined. And I've talked to people that are physicians and people like that. They say that the coronavirus is a bad thing, but we don't know yet how bad it is, but we certainly need tests. We certainly need testing. And when a country like China can outperform us speed-wise, in other words, maybe 80% of their tests were wrong. Maybe 70% of them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can test somebody within 70 to 80% of the presumptive positive, they're presumptive, meaning that you need another test if you want to be right.
Right.
Like the PCR test. Why not? If you got a lot of people sick.
Mm. So, now, are you telling me that I'm sure it's going to cost something if I went to the doctor and said, look, I want to be tested.
Got
any idea what it'll be?
Well, I just read online that the average PCR test cost around $400 at a private lab.
Will your insurance cover it? That kind of thing?
I would hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the government is trying to fix it where they'll pay for all it. But get this, if they can run, they don't have it right now, and I'm not saying that the test is going to be a good enough of a test, okay, that we would want to use it here. But if in Africa they could run a test for $1 that's 70-80% accurate, what's wrong with us? Why are we so full of regulatory stuff that we almost kill ourselves trying to get a test and we want to pay $400 for it instead of $1?
Well,
you see the problem, and they're working on this right now. I know that's what Trump's working on. He's trying to unravel this.
Uh-huh.
He's being nice about the way he says it, but I'm going to be blunt and say it. Regulation is in the way, and if you are a Democrat and you want more regulation, think about what you're doing to us. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're doing to this nation.
That's exactly right. Got a couple of things here. Things you can do to reduce your risk of infection. You can wash your hands frequently with alcohol-based hand rub or soap and water. My wife went to the store today. There was toilet paper, but she didn't say anything about hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
You can cover your mouth when coughing and sneezing, and you also use tissue or that that flexed elbow thing, which I never liked.
Yeah.
It never caught on with me. And avoid close contact 1 meter. That'd be like a yard, I guess, or 3 feet with anyone with cold or flu-like symptoms. And something I've noticed, and I think I heard somebody say, I've noticed people, I went in a store last night and a young lady was wearing rubber gloves. Well, that's not really going to help you that much because you get the germs on the rubber gloves, then
well,
you touch your shirt, you touch your face.
I'll have to say something about something that was told to me years and years ago about rubber gloves and viruses.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know about the coronavirus. I can't say this. It's probably the same. But when the HIV first came out, everybody started using gloves. I remember asking our doctor who was in charge of the laboratory, why does gloves work? And his explanation is the viruses don't like to stick to latex.
Right.
Now, whether that's true on the coronavirus, I don't know, but I would assume that that is probably it. Plus, you're protecting yourself, too. But certain type of surfaces will adhere. See, viruses have, on the outside of the virus, is a muco, kind of a, there was a, has a mucopolysaccharide side chain, and then you got a polysaccharide. That, you know, it's got a fat mixed in with amino acids,
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that. And it covers the core part of the virus, okay?
Right.
Well, think about anything that's got fat in it might want to stick to, say, like a piece of paper more or a counter more than maybe a latex glove. Think about that.
Right.
I mean, that's, in my mind, that's the mm-hmm way I thought about it. Now, whether that's accurate or not, I don't know for sure, but that's kind of the way I see, and I base this on something that was told to me back in 1982 or 3. Mm-hmm. Why would I know that date? Because that's when AIDS was first came out, and we were... HIV first came out, and we were doing blood gases on people that had respiratory problems, pneumonia, in other words,
mm-hmm,
and nobody knew what was causing it. We didn't know, and I remember we froze this blood on this lady, beautiful lady, and they put it in a freezer, and they pulled it out a year later, and we were sitting in one of our meetings. They said, oh, bye, so you remember so-and-so? And they said, yeah, what about them? They had HIV. Their husband was a hemophilia, factor 8 deficiency. So, essentially, these kind of things become you when you're looking backward in hindsight,
mm-hmm,
you're saying, "Well, that's interesting." I mean, you couldn't do anything about it then, but now we know what was going on. We don't know what's going on right now. We look at China. Now, if you want to do some statistical analysis of China, you know they were pretty blunt about the way they did what we call isolation and put people into a place where they'd be away from other people. They pretty much almost forced them into it.
Right.
So we have the nice guy kind of approach because we're not a communistic nation. That might actually not be helping us to some extent if we have a lot of people get sick. So far, knock on wood, it's not happening as bad as we fear yet. But will it? I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows. You look at Italy. And, who was it we were talking about a little earlier?
Was it Newt Gingrich?
Yeah, he's saying, hey, it's for real.
Yeah, he lives over there.
He's saying, look, it's bad.
I understand that they're not even treating people over 80 years old. They're just, just letting them go. It's so bad.
Well, I mean, that's the way it is. Look, once you get older, they're not going to give you transplants. They're not going to, if there's a ventilator and a 35-year-old needs it and an 80-year-old needs it, guess who's going to get the ventilator?
Probably the 35-year-old.
Yeah, and that's probably the way it should be. But listen, it's horrible to be put into a situation like that.
Right.
So really what our government's trying to do, and I commend them for it, I commend our state government, our city government, our physicians, our everybody, and saying, hey, guys, let's take a little holiday. I commend Trump for stepping in. I hate it when people of the other party say, he's not doing enough. Look, guys, that's a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
He's the president of the United States. He is doing all he can, including fighting the regulations that you jerks made.
And you just gave me a great idea. Now, you remember when the AIDS virus came out?
Yes.
And they had that little candy that you ate to lose weight called AIDS.
Yeah.
It just kind of went out of existence.
Yeah.
We got the coronavirus now.
Right.
And it's put a hurting on Corona.
Right.
I'm just hoping the next big thing is Democrats.
Well.
Have you caught Democrats? Have you even checked? Have you had your test? And then the Democrats will just fade.
So today, I wanted to get that off my back, off my mind, because essentially, Trump's being blamed for a bunch of stuff. There's just a bunch of garbage. He didn't have anything to do with the reason why I did enough research to see the problem wasn't he. The problem was the Democrats are, if you want to point fingers at the people who are making all those rules about how fast you can get tests approved and done. If you let the free enterprise system do these lab tests like LabCorp, Mayo Clinic, Quest, or some other company that does a rapid test that they've got ready to go out the door, we would be already doing these things. We'd probably be doing them for a lot less, maybe $5, $10, $15, or maybe even a dollar when it came right down to the true cost.
Right.
Those handcuffs were on these people because of regulation. Same thing that's on me a lot of times because of regulation. I can't talk about everything that I could do for you out there. Why? Because it might hurt somebody's feelings or step on somebody's toes, or it might be unfair to somebody else or whatever. So we can't do everything we need to do to talk about what we could do to help you. And it's not just me with those handcuffs. It's the other financial people. Those financial advisors out there, they got the same handcuffs. Have you ever heard some of the disclaimers that have to be put on the tail end of these radio shows?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard them? And then if someone calls in here and asks me a specific thing about a specific product other than it's just one of those safe products, have you heard me say I can't talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't. You know, and a lot of, I mean, I can talk about anything in general, okay? But you can't help people. All you can do is thank God I don't do what Dave Ramsey does, just tell you put your money in a mutual fund and pay for your house out of your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good plan.
Get you a job delivering pizzas.
And let's write a few books and sell them to you.
There you go.
Essentially, here's the deal. Are we in a dead cat bounce? Are we having a dead cat bounce situation? Or are we going to recover fast? Is this a dead cat bounce? Or is this a cat bounce? Sounds like a... What kind of cat's that?
It's just a cat, I think. I didn't check no credentials when I had anybody come in. That's just a cat, all I can tell you.
Yeah.
But he was bouncing.
So let me define what a dead cat bounce is. Uh-huh. It's a small, brief recovery in the price of a declining stock or market, derived from the idea that even a dead cat will bounce if it falls from a great height. The phrase, which originated on Wall Street, is also popularly applied to any case where a subject experiences a brief resurgence following a severe decline. Mm-hmm. What's been going on? Have you seen it go from one extreme to the other?
Yes.
Dead cat bounce. Or is it trying to recover? We don't know. But history will tell you that, you know, it's going to probably get worse before it gets better.
Oh, yeah.
And when you read these headlines up here, Trump says, we're not going to be out of this until June, July, August.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's going to be many dead cat bounces. In other words, little teeny-weeny ones or gyrations or whatever. My program makes money below the line.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, because the markets are moving around, if we get a lock-in, especially if these insurance products are utilizing stuff called volatility control, they'll make money when it goes up and down a certain percentage, depending on the product, depending on the strategy, and all these kind of things. But they cannot lose any of your principal in the annuity itself. Say, like last year, we had some that made as high as 12, 15%. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you count a bonus that was included of, say, like 10 or 15%, that was a magnificent, up.
That was nice.
Those people, I had a guy come in today. Matter of fact, he might call. He is so excited. We did some math. He's up about, he got a big bonus and he got a big return. So he's up about 25%.
Wow.
But if you, that's not discount and not taking into account how much he would have been down if he was in the market now. I think the market's down like, 30% or more?
It's down.
So if you add 30 to 25, that's 55, 60%, which in real terms, if he had been in the pure market, he might have been down 50, 60%. I say he might have been, comparably speaking.
Right.
I'm not saying that's what would happen. I'm just saying he could have been. The point is he's so happy. He comes in giggling almost today, saying, man, I got this person I want to talk to you about this thing. They need to get some of this. I am so happy I could just kiss you. I said, well, don't give me the corona.
Well, there, you just wave. A nice wave
just,
will be fine.
Matter of fact, I just bumped hands with him like
yeah,
that.
I just would wave. Yeah. Yeah, just to be on the safe side.
But it made me feel good. It made me feel good because, hey, that worked out for him. And I so wish that so many other people could have done this. Now, and I'm not going to say I told you so, but I've been saying that it would do this, and I didn't know it was a virus. I didn't know what it was. Now, I do a lot of reading. And by what I hear, the stock market, and I don't know. I'm not one of those economists that writes all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I do read. And essentially, if you take all the numbers, like you take inflation, throw it in there, you take the dividends that stocks, throw it in there. I'm just the stuff I've read. Nothing, that's complicated or about a product.
Right.
It put it all in there. A lot of these economists and so-called experts think that the stock market is not supposed to be but 15 to 17,000 based on historic standards anyway. So when it got to 27,000, it wasn't rocket science, guys, that I was saying it's going to pop.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't rocket science. I said I don't know what's going to make it pop. I just said I knew it's going to pop because it has to pop.
It can only get so big,
I guess. It was way over. It depends on who you read. Some people disagree with that. Uh-huh. They say, no, it's worth it.
Well,
if it was worth, why was it not worth it the last, if you go back 10, 15, 20 years ago and you go back 60, 70, 80 years before that, mm-hmm. why was it not worth it then? And now the last 20, 30 years, it was worth it. You see, it doesn't make sense. Oh, times have changed. Maybe they have. I don't know. Or maybe we're just going to cat dead bounce all over the place.
Well, wait a minute. Lost the cat here. Hang on.
Yeah, maybe we are.
You never... Where'd he go?
Maybe it died completely.
Maybe it bounced out of here. You never know. There he goes. That's a happy bounce. I didn't want a sad cat bounce.
No. There is a cat that can be alive or dead, and you don't know which one it is until you look at it.
Yes.
In the multiverse world.
What's his name? Schrodinger's cat?
Yeah.
It's a word problem. You don't really have a cat in a box, but is it? The cat, is the cat dead or alive?
Well, it depends on your impression of it.
Yes.
So is the stock market low or high, or will it get lower, or is it where it's supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how you look at it, I guess.
I guess.
But if you were trying to sell it right now, it's probably in the box. Or bounced off the wall. It's you're not going to be able to get more than what anybody will give you for it.
And you know, who wants a dead cat? I mean, that's like they auctioned off the dead mule. I bet a lot of people were mad, just one guy. Yeah.
So we're going to have a trivial question. It's going to be real simple.
Oh, okay. And I guess you would call 272-9228.
Yes, call 272-9228.
In this
what kind of bounce are we talking about? I just said it.
Yes, you did. Yes, and it sounds.
What kind of ball bounce are we talking about?
If you think
what
you know.
What is that? And if you get it, you'll get a Texas Roadhouse lunch whenever you get brave enough to have it with Leah and I.
Yeah, well, and
with you and your significant other.
I don't know about Texas Roadhouse, but a lot of places are just doing drive-through service now, like Chick-fil-A. Something else I saw that's just doing drive-through. The coffee place. What is it? Starbucks. Starbucks is just doing drive-through. And we do have a call.
Yeah, we do.
And let's get that on the air right quick. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
I'm not going to cuss. I'm Randy from Snow.
Hey, Randy
from Stone. How you doing, man?
Man, I've been on that tractor all day. My rear end kind of sore.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Well, do you know the answer to our trivia question?
A cat bounce?
Yeah.
That was a cat bounce. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got it, man. Are the stocks a dead cat bounce or are they a good bounce? You know, I mean.
Well, in my opinion, that cat's going to have nine lives for that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I think two or three of them got used up already.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay.
So, Randy, do me a favor. Since I don't have an intern here tonight or anybody cute looking to take any phone numbers and stuff down, and I don't want to ask you your last name or your phone number, will you call my other number at 27?
Yeah, I'm interrupting you. I will. I already got that. I'm already one in the hole with you.
You're one in the hole?
Yeah, I think we owe him one already.
I guess he's just going to have to be bouncing around here.
All right, sir.
Yeah, all right.
We won't be serving you any dead cats, I guarantee you. It'll be some good steak.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I wanted to make a clarified statement, in my opinion. This New World Order, you know, it's a conspiracy theory, of course, but this virus is mainly attacking the elderly in our country.
Right.
And that's going to take a lot of Social Security off the board for a lot of elderly people, if, in fact, that it goes rampant. Hopefully it don't. Pray that it don't. But it's something just don't add up, in my opinion, with this New World Order and all this actually is being, you know, word I want to use, it's being all for the old people. I mean, there's a young children's not going to die from it, so they say that the immune system, I think it attacks the immune system, Jim, is that correct?
Yes, that's what they think it is that's causing the difference, yes.
But that's what they're, you know, that's my opinion. They may be something. Is it possible you think it's a third world country that's concentrated this virus
I think that it was just a virus that came. That you're asking me, as a used to be scientist. I guess once you're used to be one, you're always one, kind of sort of. My opinion is that it came out of another animal, just like most viruses do. They mutate, but I'm not so sure that it wasn't been getting to a conspiracy thing. I'm not so sure that it wasn't a mutant that was made in a laboratory somewhere under an experiment and it got loose on purpose or not. But, you know, they're claiming that it probably came out of a bat. One time they said it came out of a snake and they just bunked that. But they say bats, well, you know, you can have rats and bats and everything else in these laboratories and you could be growing them in there. So I wouldn't put it past China to be working on something and it got loose and then they just don't want to admit it. Or maybe they did it on purpose. I don't know. I mean, it's good conspiracy show for Thursday, right?
Well, that's what I say, you know, and what you're saying makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think this was a controlled virus, like you say, that's married to another virus that made it what it is. I don't think it just all of a sudden come out of an animal and here we are. It had to be, they had to know this way before it ever come apart on the media or anybody knowing about it. It was already out there. They just thought they could control it. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and we'll never know. Just like we never really will know, although deep in our hearts we think we know, who killed President Kennedy back in 1963. It just don't make sense.
I agree.
It never will.
It's just something that it's going to always be the hum. You know,
it's going to always bug us.
Yeah, that's right. Well, all right, guys, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling, Randy.
I'm always listening to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, we know who's listening now.
Yeah, we do.
And I still believe that this thing, it was released on purpose. It got out of hand because of the people over there in China that were protesting and they couldn't do anything with them. And they let that go. Some people got sick and then it got out. Because you notice there's nobody walking the streets over there now. They're all hiding out with their masks on.
Well, I mean,
shaving their heads.
They're hiding out because if they don't hide out, they'll get shot out.
And this guy over in China that is a millionaire. He was a He's a rich guy.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of companies and stuff. And he said something about the president over there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tycoon. That's what he said. He has disappeared. He's gone. They can't find him.
Well, he may be going to tell on him.
I don't know.
I don't trust any kind of country that tries to force things down their citizens' throats.
Mm-hmm.
And this country is trying to get on the verge of trying to force things down their citizens' throats.
Mm-hmm.
When you force taxes and you force something like the coronavirus PCR test or rapid test to cost so much money down our throats when we could be using something much more rapid, possibly.
Yeah.
This is my opinion. I'm sticking to it because I've got the background. I know what's going on. Essentially, it could have been done cheaper. I can tell you stories. I'm not going to do it on the air where I knew things that would be done. People were going around the world to get something done when they could have just walked. And this is in the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
In the laboratories, sometimes they take the long way around because it has to be more exact. What's the difference? If you're within 80 or 90% versus 90 or 100%, there's never 100% of anything. What's that extra 10% worth if you're 10 times as slow?
Exactly.
I mean, think about it. It's not good enough. You go to your doctor, and he uses some of the old-fashioned medicine that's real fast. It's called a stethoscope.
Yeah.
He can hear your lungs. He don't send your lung sounds off somewhere for somebody to analyze them.
Mm-hmm. He has the expertise.
Right.
He knows.
And the laboratory, a lot of these doctor's offices wants to run. Now, I'm not saying they need to run stuff that don't work. There needs to be regulation, but it don't need to be over-regulation. Just like in my business,
mm-hmm.
We need regulation, but it don't need to be over-regulated. When you over-regulate so much that 60% of the population cannot afford a financial guru or advisor or whatever you want to call them, you've over-regulated. How in the world can the middle class get a break? How can they get advice or help? They can read, they can get on the internet, but they can't get a person to come and want to help them or them get with a person to help them. There's something wrong with that story. I mean, we're just regulated to death.
And we've got a phone call coming in. Let's grab it while it's hot.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is James.
It's James.
Hey,
how you doing, James?
Oh, I'm just tickled to death to be alive.
And we're tickled to hear from you, man. What's going on?
Well, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I personally would just as soon toast my bread over an open fire than ever buy any toaster that came from China.
Okay, so you...
Toasters, an oven,
uh-huh.
A widget, a digit, I don't care. I'm tired of China. I'm tired of having to cater to them. I'm tired of them, I don't know. Did you see there was a spectacular series? There was one that was I believe was the men that made America.
I've seen some of those, yeah.
And then they had did you see the one where the food, the Hershey and...
Yeah.
Okay, saying that, America, the United States, has mostly made, correct me if I'm wrong, most of the good stuff we invented.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then we turn around and we let, because of our laziness, and I say that, my fellow Americans, yes, I said the word lazy, our laziness, we let China, Japan, and Korea, and Flopsy Mopsy, and Cottontail take our stuff and they don't reinvent it, they just take it and build it and then send it back to us and charge us.
Yep.
And now, even our drug, is coming from a country that don't like us.
That's exactly right.
It just, And I know, well, I won't go get me a television. It was made in China, but we don't have any televisions in America. That's because we won't go make them. And it ain't because we don't know how to make them. We just assume let somebody else take our stuff and rebuild it. Like what Japan did after the war.
Yep.
You know, when I was a little boy, and you know, you didn't get nothing from China. I mean, from Japan.
Made in Japan was bad.
Market. Yeah.
Junk.
And so, but look at it now. They took our stuff and redeveloped it or whatevered it. And now we're buying stuff from Japan. We're buying stuff from China. We're buying whatever.
We are propping the world up at our expense. That's what it boils down to.
And look at what, and now it has come back to bite us right directly on the derriere. And we don't, how did this happen? We let it happen. I'm tired of making excuses for America.
Mm-hmm.
We let politicians do us the way they do us. We let the Chinese do us the way they're doing it. And finally, and I'm going to express myself, the President of the United States has finally developed a set, and he is no longer going to do that. But we don't want, we'd rather have, oh my Lord, two of them people that came on television Sunday night. I just can't see either one of them being.
Oh man.
That was a clown show, man.
They will give us away to the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah.
They'll give us away. Yeah, I mean, but, yeah they'll give us away. They'll give us away.
Not even charged.
No, they just, but you know what? They let people come over here to vote so that they can have power. Look, they trying to take away the stuff that we have worked for and give it away for a vote.
I've said it.
I get
tired of people saying, oh, well, they care so much for those. Those people don't care one hoot in the Netherlands for who's coming across the border.
If you're going to give stuff away, try giving stuff away and see how many people will take it. Free stuff's good, right? People will take the free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You give the rest of the world your stuff, they'll take it.
And I tell you what's going to happen. When them snowflakes that are so powerfully upset with the fact that we have capitalism, when they have to go out and start making a living, when they have to start go out and they start earning them dollars and dimes that they have.
You're hitting it there. That's exactly why I've been preaching and preaching and preaching. If you're in the stock market too heavy and you're older, get out. Look what's happening now.
People
needed to get out because you can't trust the system when you get older. It's going to wipe out.
Well, then, when those snowflakes that think Bernie is such a hot commodity, when they start having to earn that money, and when they start paying the taxes that pays all this free stuff, they're going, oh, wait a minute now, that may not be such a great idea.
And see, the bad thing is, a lot of us won't, the ones that are paying for it, we'll be dead. We won't get to see them get it. But no, we just know they'll get a lot of debt there. Yep.
Yeah.
They'll,
more and more debt.
They're only going to be, we come and go every day.
Oh, yeah.
Mankind is, we won't be here just like, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and all the rest of them are not here now. But we have to, it's like I told somebody, if either one of those people that I saw on television last night.
You think this stock market downer is bad? Wait till one of them gets in.
If you really want
to see your portfolio go away, let one of them get in there. Just let them get in there and see what happens.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Do you remember that show that used to come on with Leonard Nimoy called In Search Of?
Yeah, Yes.
They got a new one coming out now with Joe Biden. Joe Biden in search of his butt with both hands. And he ain't going to find it.
But Joe Biden's just Biden to ruin it.
He is.
But he's going to find ours.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to try to destroy Trump. And just like this coronavirus thing where he was being blamed for all these things, I figured it out. He wasn't saying bad things about the CDC. It didn't sound good for him to do it. But essentially, all the regulation from the CDC on over, they dropped the ball. You've got to react faster, and when you put something out there, it better work. The quality control had a flaw in it. That if they had let free enterprise, independent laboratories build these things, we'd already have them up and going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Free enterprise. Those programs that I watched just amazed me. I never knew the story of Hershey candy. I didn't know until that day that all the rest of these candy companies buy their chocolate, or not all, but a great majority of buy their chocolate from Hershey's to make the Mars bar.
Well, they had one big failure, James, when they came out with these little chocolate-covered candies, and they failed. It was called WWs, but it took them a while, but they turned it over.
That's right. They turned it around.
That's a creeper right there, y'all.
That's America. Yeah. We're good at turning around.
Well, James, we appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
We want you to call anytime, man.
Keep up the good work. And, hey, we agree with you. We know we got one listener out there that's listening.
Well, I'm listening, and I'll call in if I even have to make something up.
Well, there you go.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother.
Talk to you soon. The very wise James, ladies and gentlemen. Always good to hear from James.
Yep. So, the question is, how bad is it going to get before it gets better? That's I was saying it was going to get bad. I didn't know it was going to be a virus. Now the question is, how bad will it get before it gets better? So, should you sell on a dead cat bounce if it bounces up 10-20%? Maybe. Especially if we could assure you up another 10-15% and get you shored up to where you needed to be. So maybe you need to be watching on a dead cat bounce. I don't know what's going to happen. Just like I personally think it's going to go down some more, but maybe I've been reading some of the experts say it's going to go down about another 15-16%, but I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, but I wouldn't want to ride down there and have to stay down there for a long time either.
Right.
If there was a bounce coming back around.
272-9228 if you want to call us here on the air and have something to throw in, or if you want to call David Ernest and find out how you can get on the cat bounce there, all you have to do is call him at 279-7431. And, if you're messing around with that stock market, if you're in the stock market, now might be a good time to look at an alternative.
It might be a good time to be talking about how to get off on a cat bounce.
Yeah, 279-7431. That will get you David Ernest's office. You'll just leave a message, and he'll get back with you, set you up an appointment with no obligation, absolutely free. You may even get lunch out of it. You never know.
Yeah, well, at least talk's cheap.
7431. It is.
Yeah. 279-7431.
That's it.
You know, I just think we're in a pickle because this is not a laughing business that's going on here.
No.
We've seen all the people that got sick in Italy. That's the thing that's scary when you see countries like Italy and how bad they're handling this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the reason why our country is so gung-ho about us not being together. In other words, let's kind of flatten the curve out. Well, essentially what they want to do is they want that virus to not be moving around so much so that when the weather heats up, maybe it'll just pack up its bags and go back to China.
And the thing is, I mean, they're saying everybody, what are they calling it? They're not calling it quarantine. It's socially what? It's socially something. I can't remember what it is. It's some fancy name for being apart from each other. But right now, there's some places closed. The restaurants are just doing drive-through or delivery.
Yeah.
How long
can they survive?
Well, yeah.
Businesses.
That's the thing, too. But,
I keep hearing all these
people say, well, how am I going to survive? Mm-hmm. Who's going to pay my bills?
Well, state agencies, some of them are closed. They're asking you not to get together in groups of more than 10 people, but nobody's saying forever. It's going to be just a little while. You got to give these things time to settle down.
Once it warms up, I think hopefully it'll leave when it warms up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's the way the other viruses have gone. They don't really like warm weather.
You see, I didn't realize that.
Well, I mean, think about it. We've talked about this before. Why do viruses, why does the flu, for example, seem so rampant in the in winter? And, of course, they say because people are indoors and they're so close together.
Yeah.
In other words, it's sort of like when you're close together, you're passing it around because you're closer together. The further apart you get, the less, it's like throwing a football.
Mm-hmm.
Try to throw a football 100 yards to somebody versus throw one 2 or 3 yards. Which one's going to catch you better?
That depends on who you're throwing it to, but I see what you're saying. I understand what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a short, it's just a handoff when you're riding next to each other. Otherwise, it's sort of like the Hail Mary
Hail
post.
Hail Mary, yeah.
Yeah. The post run. I remember running to the post there. You just want to make sure you don't run into it. That's kind of embarrassing.
That would hurt. But the things that are going on now, they're not going to be forever.
No.
It's like I said, my wife's going to be probably off till the 1st of April.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward to it, you know, get to spend some time with her. Because she never gets the real take a vacation.
Do you know, now I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm suspicious that it might.
Yeah.
You remember when people came back from World War II and the babies? Maybe we're going to have some corona babies. I don't know what they would call them. They can't be millennials. Whatever they're going to call them.
I saw something today that asked that same question. They had a name.
Corona. Maybe that's the next generation. Uh-huh. Maybe that's it. The next generation is going to be Coronas.
The Coronites.
The Coronites. Uh-huh. I bet that could be it.
That could be it.
The Coronites.
And I sure hope they're smarter than some of the recent ones that we got around here.
Yeah. Maybe they're like lemons.
Or limes, whichever. I saw a Corona commercial last night. I'm like, they're just plugging away.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's the thing. If you think that you want to feel good about your portfolio and you're older,
mm-hmm.
you know, we might not move you right now. We might sit down and look at your stuff and get ready for the dead cat bounce.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a dead cat bounce, meaning a recovery, in other words,
right.
of some kind, can you trust it? Well, maybe you just jump off and lock in your gains and get back to where you were again on a dead cat bounce, and then you won't matter whether the cat keeps bouncing or not.
Well, there you go. Hold that thought. We got a call bouncing over here.
Oh, we got a
here.
Call. Okay.
You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this, and don't cuss?
Yeah, it's Randy Snowden again. What you would call them babies, because the English word for corona is crown. They'd be crown babies.
crown? Like a king's crown?
Yeah, that's what a corona means in English, crown.
I did not know that. Crown babies.
They'll be crown babies.
Oh, yeah. Well, is this something they might be making in the Canadian area where they kind of taste kind of strong?
Yeah, well
you know,
I'll leave that for the imagination, gentlemen.
All right, sir.
All right, I just wanted to let you know that. Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Of course, you know, you said Canada, they've closed the border to all non-Canadians. Now,
well, where are they going to get their drink, their crown, their crown royal?
I don't know.
Maybe it will be unroyal. Maybe it'll be the Costco brand.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that racist for them to close their border? And I understand now that some are saying it is racist to refer to it as the Chinese coronavirus. I mean, we got the German measles and the Asian flu.
Okay, listen, this political correctness is gone absurd.
It's dumb.
It's craziness. We've gone off the ledge here about how you can say something or not say something.
Mm-hmm.
People walking around say, well, I'm afraid to say something. Why? Because I'm afraid I'll say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, okay, go ahead and say it.
I think
they can only put you in jail the rest of your life.
I think there's a guy somewhere in a room somewhere that makes up this stuff, and he'll be sitting in the room, and the phone rings, and Bob, we need something stupid. Quick. And he'll come up with that, and they'll start using that. They got these talking points, you know.
Yeah, but you know, but it we are, you know, really we are unleveling, we're leveling the field. The conservatives, us as conservatives, we're saying, hey, what we're all feeling. Why do you think we get these phone calls? Why do we have all these listeners?
Mm-hmm.
They feel the same thing we feel.
Oh, yeah.
We feel being used and abused. You know, that's what's happening to us. We're being used and abused. And it doesn't matter about your color of your skin. None of that matters at all. If you're being taxed to death, you're being used and abused. If you're letting someone come in that wasn't a citizen take your money, you're being used and abused. If you're mm-hmm. a citizen of this nation, then you're going to be took care of. But you should have been born here or been here a long time and came through it the legal way.
Exactly.
You know? So what's wrong? What is wrong with... Look, what if I was going around saying, it's okay to go out there and steal everybody's money. Well, it's okay to come over here and be an illegal immigrant. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's illegal? Why do they say that's okay? It's beyond me.
It is beyond me. And we're almost beyond time. We need to start closing out real quick. We got about 45 seconds here before we need to go. Can you just cap off the day for us?
Yes. If you're interested in knowing how you might can do a dead cat bounce out of the market and not be hurt or not be hurt so bad in case it gets really, really, really bad, give me a call, 279-7431. We can sit down and see what kind of situation you're in, and maybe we can laterally move you out of a bounce.
That'll be a good
thing. And then it won't hurt when you hit the wall.
Call David at 279-7431. We'll be back tomorrow night. The lovely Princess Leah will be joining us, I believe.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then remember, Thursday night is Conspiracy Night.
Oh, that's going to be good.
With our friend Terry Adams. Lost my mind there
the
for a
minute. The conspiracists.
And we'll be back tomorrow night. And here's something special, because we really need this. We need an antidote. Or is that a good word, antidote or a cure?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
We need a vaccine. We need a new drug is what we need.
Yeah,
so
I can go for that.
I could go for a new drug, too. It's Huey Lewis in the news, closing out the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. This has been the Health and Wealth Show. See you tomorrow night.
Adios.